Hello, Nation. This is He-Man493 from Animanga Nation, One Nation Under Anime. So, I want to address my feelings about George Floyd. Now, a lot of people might not have known, but how could you not know? There's so many news articles, there's so many shows talking about it. It's been nonstop. It's as almost important as the coronavirus itself. I've recorded this so many times trying to do the right thing and say the right words and make it sound the way it should be. And I can't fake how I'm feeling right now. I'm afraid. I'm scared of for my family. I'm scared for myself because I go to work every day. And being that I will go to work every day, there's an off chance that an officer could see me, and not because he thinks I'm a threat, not because he recognizes me as a criminal, but because of the color of my skin and the color of my skin alone, he thinks that I don't belong here just because I look aggressive. And that scares me. It angers me. The fact that we live in a country where police officers, people who are supposed to serve and protect, that's their motto, that's their slogan they've been selling to us for years. We are here to serve and protect. Well, to me, it's more like harass and murder. I'm getting tired of seeing my kind, my people, as a black man, as a young black man, my people getting murdered. And now I have to not only distrust the police, but I have to stay away from them and hope and pray they don't follow me around, or hope and pray that they don't come after me, because this could be, if let's say I go to work tomorrow, this could possibly be the last time that I record something, because a police officer saw the color of my skin and thought, hey, I think I need to take this dude out. And I don't like the fact that there are many companies, or matter of fact, not even companies, because let's keep it 100. None of these companies give a damn about no black people. They don't care about no LGBT for this Pride Month. They don't care about black people. All they care about is making money and making you guys feel that they care. So if you see any of these people talking about they care about Black Lives Matter, or they have the LGBT sign, they didn't do it out of love and respect. They did it because they want you to buy their product. When me and Lady Lion put our new logo for Pride Month, and it's up for this month, in Pride colors, we didn't do that because we were trying to sell you a t-shirt. We didn't do that because we were trying to get you to like us or follow us on Twitter. We did it because we felt we should be able to join and be able to celebrate equality. And I see all these companies talking about they care about black lives, Black Lives Matter. I see it with Call of Duty. I see it with Brawlhalla. I see it with all the anime conventions. I see it with all the video game industries. I see it with all the movie industries. I see it with everybody. But I don't believe it, because some of these companies are hypocrites themselves, where a couple weeks ago they were saying some off-the-wall racist stuff. Now all of a sudden they want to be friendly. When you have a Republican senator in Mitt Romney walking with protesters, and you have a person who recognizes that this needs to stop, this needs to end, and he's willing to walk with other people, that's cool. What I don't get, and this is what angers me, is white people's silence. A lot of white people have stepped up. A lot of white people have tried to talk about it, but not a lot of them are. Not a lot of them are acknowledging or even trying to recognize the problem in their own country and the problem with their police department. Instead, they'll just not talk about it. It's too uncomfortable. Let's talk about anime. Let's talk about what the new season's going to bring to us. No. No. Now, of course, on Wednesday, we'll talk about anime and what's coming out. But just for today, can we acknowledge this problem? Can we, for once, as a community, as an anime community, go out and talk to other people of color? If you are Caucasian, talk to them. Learn about this. Don't just sit around and ignore it. Don't just sit around and try to delete the Twitter post or Twitter page or whatever it is because you don't want to hear about it, because you don't want to feel bad. It's not about making you feel bad. It's about making you acknowledge a problem. Because it is a problem. I hope that in the weeks to come, we make more progress. And I hope in the weeks to come, in this Pride Month, we not only celebrate LGBT rights, but we also celebrate equality for the races. So I know this is not the politically correct way to say it. I know this is not the perfect way of saying it. I know Anchor FM may have a problem with me saying it, or any other platform may have a problem with me saying it. I don't care. This needs to be said. Because honestly, I'm tired of it. I really built AMN for everybody, but specifically, I wanted to see more African-American people be represented and be acknowledged and be recognized for more than just being thugs and gangsters and hoodlums. We are more than that. And for some reason, the police department around this country does not see that. They don't see us as regular citizens. They see us as a problem, as a plague. And I'm so tired of being treated like a plague, like a disease that needs to be snuffed out. So, please, if you want to know more, talk to other black people. Talk about this. Spread this on your social media. It needs to be talked about. We can't be silent about it anymore. We can't ignore. We can't go on like it's a regular day and we're just going to talk about anime all the time. We have to address this, because if we don't, it's just going to keep happening over and over and over again. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys on Wednesday for season 5.